Slut Interview, a cautionary tale. Content warning. Anonymous rough sex and degradation, crawling, foot-licking, name-calling, choking, unnecessary risk-taking. Part 3. My heart was racing as I sailed on my second extreme adrenaline high in as many days. I stood, listening out for footsteps, but they were muffled by the soft carpet of the landing. I saw a tall shape approaching in the dark. He hesitated, and our eyes met in the gloom. "Hi," I murmured quietly. "Follow me," he said with just a hint of an accent. He put a hand on the small of my back and guided me through the silent building. The place was a maze. Even if I'd had the precise room number, I would never have found it with the multiple twists and turns we took through the old building. Finally, we approached a lit doorframe. He let me through it and turned me directly around the corner into a darkened bedroom. I stopped in the doorframe and dropped my hand back to the floor. He moved around in front of me, taking in my appearance but remaining silent. He slowly started to unbutton my coat until it fell open. I shrugged it off my shoulders, letting it pool on the floor behind me and clasping my wrists behind my back. I lingered for a moment so he could take me in. He steered me to a carefully placed cushion on the floor, right in front of a small two-seater couch. "Down, slave," he murmured quietly. I dropped to my knees onto the cushion and he brought his fully dressed body right up against my naked one. He grabbed my hair and pushed my face against the bulge in his jeans. "I want you to touch yourself for me," he murmured, a little louder now. My fingers found my pussy, scooping up some slippery wetness before running over my clit once more. I should have been primed to come, but I was still numb from all the stroking I had done all evening. Nevertheless, I started circling and flicking while he rubbed my face into his crotch. Submission hit me hard in the way it often does. Like a hungry cat, I rubbed my cheeks against his bulge, making soft animal noises as I did so. I was giving myself to him, letting him hold me. If only for that precise moment. He put my face back by my hair and let his hand connect to my cheek in a light slap. "Oh, you're such a dirty slut." "Yes, master," I gasped, relishing the feeling his slap and his words triggered as I knelt there, like a feral beast, rubbing my cunt for a stranger. He pushed me back, leaving me there while he sat down on the sofa in front of me. "Make yourself come," he ordered curtly. I'd been so close all night, but now I wasn't even sure I'd be able to come for him. Now that he had withdrawn his body, I sensed the unfamiliarity, the distance between us. I needed to have his voice take me in a grapple hold, and he could have tipped me easily, but I was alone out there. My splayed kneeling legs in discomfort, my fingers rubbing frantically. Ah. He stretched one of his long legs out in front of him, still wearing socks, and brought it right up into my face. I let my whole face into it, perversely gaining comfort from an act that should have spelled utter humiliation. His toes curled into my soft cheek and I moaned into his foot. He reached across and pulled off his sock before curling his big toe once more. I instinctively drew it into my mouth, sucking on it like a filthy comforter. I closed my eyes, focusing on the growing ache in my core. Anything to direct my mind away from the performance pressure that I felt and back into the experience. I suckled hard on his toe, drawing deep on my devotion and my feral nature to steer towards orgasm. And he was watching me in the gloom, but I needed to close my eyes now as I focused on the growing pressure in my belly. Arousal built right to the edge and stubbornly over there. As the wet sounds and the smell of cunt started to penetrate the room, faster and faster went, and faster still. The time for skillfulness was over, and freaked myself harshly for him until push myself over the edge. Body shaking. Legs folding under me. I steadied myself on his foot. Almost as soon as I'd come, he pulled his foot away and grabbed me by the back of my neck and pushed me into the floor. I collapsed downwards easily. My breath still ragged from the climax. Arse in the air, he ordered gruffly as he pushed my face up against one of his feet. I gasped but obeyed. Even in my post-orgasmic haze, I understood instantly what he wanted. I brought up my tongue and licked his foot freely and without disgust, even as he rested his other leg on my arse like a footstool. I dropped deep into submission beyond judgment, my body shaking, just a bundle of sensations to serve another, to serve pleasure. I have no idea how long I spent like this before he pulled his foot away and stood up without warning. "You didn't bring condoms then," he stated. Yes, I did, in my bag," I mumbled, a little dizzy and disorientated. I heard him rummage while I stayed down in the post he had put me in. I listened to him opening his belt buckle and pulling his pants down before sitting down again and rolling a condom over his cock. "Come here," he murmured. "Suck my dick." I was taken aback for a moment. In all my years as a swinger, nobody had ever actually requested having their cock sucked with a condom on. Clearly, I had to respect his preference and need for safety, but some part of me was feeling
weirdly offended. I slid my mouth down on his plasticky cock, loathing both the sensation and the taste. Nevertheless, I did what I could to let his big, meaty cock slide as deeply down my throat as I could. After no more than a couple of strokes, he stood up, holding my head by my hair so I had no choice but to follow. I let him push deep, the slidey plastic making it easier for him to lodge himself deep in my throat. In our conversations he had said that he liked it messy, so I let his cock play deep in my throat until I came up for air, spitting the thick drool all over him. Yet, somehow, he didn't seem interested in pursuing this, moving on to yet another position. "Lean on the couch," he ordered, "ass in the air." I did as I was told, trying to keep up with his mercurial changes in tack. He positioned himself behind me and took hold of my collar. His cockhead foul my sopping wet folds, and he pulled himself into me easily. Oh, yes. Yes. If there was anything that I wanted, now it was this, the messy, raw connection that came with rough sex. "What was that, slut?" he growled into my ear. "Yes, please, master," I gasped as he unceremoniously bottomed out in my cunt. I cried out softly, trying to keep the noise down. He started thrusting hard into my pussy, his long, solid cock spearing me at depth. My pussy spasmed hard on him. Oh, he pulled harder on my collar and increased his pace. All I could muster were shallow breaths against the constriction, my customary moans and cries reduced to a ragged, yapping breath. "Shut the fuck up, bitch," he growled into my ear. I'd been called bitch many times in the throes of passion, and it tended to be a word I enjoyed, but this one hit differently somehow. He pumped into me hard, but I could barely save it. The continuous contractions deepened my pussy as lightheadedness hit me. I started to panic then, desperately trying to suck in air. Helplessly, I tapped out hard, slapping his thigh 3 times. "Oh, sorry," he murmured, letting go of the collar for a moment as I sucked in some desperately needed air. He was thrusting a little more slowly now, still deep, still hitting the spot. "Oh, yes, master," I moaned, letting him know that I didn't tap out on the fucking. "Oh." My body shuddered as I came on his cock. It seemed to spur him on, and he grabbed my collar again, a little less tightly this time, but thrusting into me ferociously. My cunt clenched down hard, and I heard myself whine loudly with the intensity of it. He reached around, clapping his hand over my mouth, effectively silencing me. "I told you to shut the fuck up, slut," he murmured. I tried to stop making noises and just breathe as he kept drilling into me. His breath started to sound ragged in my ears. He grabbed my collar again and used it for extra leverage, pistoning into me like a machine. I hung there, suspended by my throat, unable to take in any air, while he crashed into my cunt like he wanted to obliterate me. My mouth gobbled words that never came out, while my ecstatic hole kept speaking a language all of its own. I held on as long as I could, not wanting this to stop, but the need for air won out and I tapped out furiously. Instead of just pausing, he suddenly pulled out, stood up and stepped away from me, leaving me half collapsed against the couch, gasping for breath, feeling suddenly empty. I lay there, just trying to get my breath back, sensing him standing in the lit-up hallway. My mind was too afraid to figure out what he was doing, as he was back with me mere moments later. "Sit up. You're going to suck my cock again," he ordered. I shakily lifted my torso and sat back on my heels. My body was trembling all over, almost unable to keep up, as he brought his cock to my mouth again. This time, his sheath cock tasted of nothing but my own fragrant cunt. I was weak, dizzy, as he thrust into my mouth for a few strokes. I grasped his thighs and pulled myself deeper onto his cock, yet he buried his fist in my hair and pulled me off his cock to look me in the eye. "Where do you want me to come?" he asked hoarsely. "In my pussy," I gasped, my mouth momentarily free of cock. He flipped me back over against the couch and pulled my arse up against him. "Touch yourself," he ordered, and then sank back into my cunt, burying himself into the hilt. "Yes," I murmured, my pussy still hungry for his cock despite my exhaustion. He started pumping rhythmically in and out of my pussy as I stroked my clit furiously with one hand. He crushed my body between himself and the couch, pushing me into it, my body now loose like a rag doll. He used my cunt, probing and pleasuring it, until in one last hard thrust, I felt his body go rigid and his breath shudder. He barely ever made a noise, so controlled, so tightly curled. Again, he pulled out abruptly and walked away to the bathroom, leaving me behind. I felt like one of my messed up hentai heroines crumpled on the floor, cunt still leaking, abandoned to her own fate. I heard him in the bathroom, washing his cock by the sound of it. I sat up, leaning against the couch, trying to get my breath back. He re-entered the room, looking down at me expressionlessly. "Get up," he said quietly. I pulled myself up by the couch, holding on to it for support. "How are you?" he asked, his voice even making no move towards me. A little shaky," I replied quietly, still unsteady on my feet. "That's okay. You can put your clothes back on now." I just stood there for a moment, unsure if he meant what I thought he meant. I cast my glance around for my glasses and my coat. He found them both before me and passed them across the chasm between us. I put my glasses on first and then slipped my coat over my shoulders. I stopped up, needing to be sure I had caught his meaning. "So you're just going to send me away now?" I asked, my voice raspy. "Yeah, it's kind of late," he simply replied. "A bit of aftercare is always nice," I managed to mumble. "Yeah, well, I've been up since 5. Do you want to clean up?" His casual dismissal hit me like a ton of bricks. "No. No, I just want to go now," I replied, letting the disbelief and the hurt resonate in my voice. He didn't seem to catch it, or if he did, he chose to ignore it. "Shall I walk you down?" No, I'll just go," I said curtly, tears burning in my eyes. He didn't attempt to stop me, hug me, or thank me in any way. I didn't look back as I wandered out into the twisty corridors of the dark hotel. I took a couple of wrong turns, my mind blank, feeling deeply upset at the entire lack of care or respect. Eventually, I slid back into my car. 23:55. I hadn't even been there an hour. The drive home passed in a trance. Upset gave rise to anger, tempered only by the realization of how I myself had set myself up for this. parked outside my house and checked my phone. Island Hopper sent you a private message. Oh well. At least he had the good graces to write. Island Hopper. Hope you enjoyed. Sorry I was a bit nervous. I frowned, but I was still seething inside. I shut the phone and marched into my house, trying to calm down a little before my response. I shrugged off the coat, kicked off the boots, peeled off the collar and poured myself a large glass of water to soothe my sore throat. At last, I sat down naked on my sofa and wrote my reply. Katakura. I don't mind nervous, but I'm fucking furious right now. If I'm good enough to fuck, which I did enjoy, I should always be good enough for a hug and a few minutes of debrief afterwards. That makes all the difference between using and the other form of using. The form that frankly sucks epically right now. I switched off the screen and snuck upstairs to join my husband in bed. You're back already? He asked in surprise. So let it all tumble out, finding comfort in his familiar warmth. I felt calmer after that. When I reached for my phone to connect it to the charger, there were another few messages. Island Hopper. Sorry. You're totally right. I wasn't sure how to act. I should have handled it better. Island Hopper. I hope you don't regret it. Island Hopper. Just also wanted to let you know you're really beautiful. Island Hopper. I feel really bad. I completely screwed up. I breathed deeply as misplaced guilt hit me hard. And I worded another reply. The ending rather ruins the story, doesn't it? It ruined my fantasy too. But real life and fantasy do not always match up well. Ultimately, we are all fallible in life, as in lust. We play a good game and claim more experience than we have. We're filled with awkwardness and insecurity, and we're often terrible at communicating it. Nevertheless, we live and learn. Will you keep jumping in with these guys with both feet? My Texas Tom asked me sagely the next day. I really wanted to say no, but I knew I might. I knew that, given the same situation, I might easily make the same mistake again because this brain of mine, once ignited by an idea, is captured easily. So perhaps next time, I should be the one doing the interviewing.